Good morning, everyone. Welcome back into the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Shannon Gray, and this morning we're getting an update from West Texas A&M. As y'all know, they have an outstanding ag program there. We're speaking with Dr. Lance Keith. He is the department head for the Agricultural Sciences Department. And Dr. Keith, thanks for being back with us.
Thank you, Shannon, for having us on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a new year. I know y'all have a lot of new programs within the ag department. Let's go ahead and get a little update on what y'all are expecting now that school's back in session.
You bet. Shannon, thank you very much for that and having us on. I do want to back up a bit and share some stuff that happened at the end of the fall and to let your listeners and our listeners and supporters know. We had a great fall. Our numbers were at a peak number. We were at 940 students. So this coming year of 2020, we're looking to surpass 1,000 students in the department alone, which is a large component. So that growth has continued. But also, just to brag on some of our teams, this fall we had a very good season in horse judging. Dr. Pipkin and his team were once again national champions. They won the Congress show up in Ohio, which is, as I hate to say, it's kind of the norm for our horse judging, almost to the point where it's like, oh, good job, Dr. Pipkin, you won another national champion. You know, at other universities, they'd have a ticker tape parade and acknowledge it. So we don't want to underscore the efforts by any means. So that is a national championship, and that's pretty cool. Our stock horse team that's advised by Dr. Nate Wolf, who's a relatively new hire to us on faculty. He was a doctoral student with us. But he, in the stock horse team at WT, also won a national championship in the Texas stock horse, or the championship, I guess I should say. So those two groups, as well as our equestrian team, to the trifecta of equine-related things, did very well. I say trifecta, let me bring rodeo in. We had a good season in rodeo as well with our students, doing very well as our coaches, which Jordan Fabrizio is one of our coaches. And she and herself, in her own endeavors, have done very good, which is good for us in recruiting. When your coaches can do it, makes a big difference. So just want to brag on those teams. Our livestock team was very competitive. So let's move to 2020 and what's happening. We were granted some monies from the legislature to help us put faculty on. We have outgrown our faculty rapidly around here. So we got to hire Dr. Lonnie Luchek. She started January 1 with us, and she will head up our meats team. She has already made headway in the week and a half that she's been here, which is amazing. She's young and energetic, and she will be part of our meats program along with Dr. Lawrence and Dr. Tennant. She's already been contacted by Australia International Meats Federation, and they've invited us to come judge in their contest in Australia this summer. So that's huge, and her name recognition is huge for that, even though she's young. So she's already brought a lot of credentials and credibility to that program. So we're pleased to have her. We've also hired a Lauren Self. Lauren is an instructor in soils and just out of Tarleton. We're very excited about Lauren. I've never seen anybody quite excited about soils as she is, and enthusiasm is catching. So she's going to be a great asset to us on that. But also, we're in the process of hiring a faculty in risk management, namely related to production agriculture, especially fed beef. So Ag Business and Economics will be getting a faculty member that will teach, but also help in risk management in today's agricultural world. And we need that component for our students, but also our industry folks, and offer help in the area of risk management. So we're excited about that. We're also in the interviewing a feed yard manager. We've never had a full-time feed yard manager at our feed yard. We're looking at expanding our yard up to from 800 head that we're at now to 4,000, which is a hefty underdoing. And if we are going to be the cattle feeding university in America, we have got to expand our research components. And we're on track to do that. Industry is very supportive. We have great faculty, world-class faculty, actually. and doing world-class work out here. So that's a project that's underway, and it will require more people to help run, and that's why we're looking at a full-time manager for the feed yard. We're also looking at the Ag Complex, along with Vero, which Vero is the Veterinary Education Research and Outreach Building that will be opening this summer. And management of the two places, our complex has put a new dynamic in, so we're hiring people to help manage the facilities and coordinate labs and instruction, which leads us to Vero and some exciting news that will be coming out. I'm not at liberty to divulge, but it's a huge benefit to Animal Ag in the Panhandle, to our producers, to all our producers, and the trickle-down effect through the veterinary sciences will be a benefit to the Panhandle. So be listening or keep watching for this announcement coming out of WT in the next couple of weeks as it relates to that. It's a big announcement in because it helps tremendously with us moving forward. So hosting a ton of events, Shannon, this spring, you know, all the way from industry groups coming into the building to 4-H and FFA, our typical judging contest and camps that we hold. Last year, we hosted over 300 events in the new Ag Complex, so it's kind of become an entity within itself, which is a great place. And we want people to come see it. I mean, that's why we built it. It's not just for teaching students, but it's also to host things, to network for our students, to bring industry in, host industry trainings. And so anyway, it's just an exciting time in ag with what's going on. And we invite the listeners to stop by and see us.
Yeah, absolutely. 2020 sounds like you've got a lot of great things on the horizon for WT and the ag programs there. I want to continue our conversation on this. So tomorrow morning, Dr. Lance Keith has agreed to join us once again, and we're going to continue our conversation more specifically about that Vero program, which is that veterinary medicine program that WT has going on. Dr. Keith, thanks for visiting with us this morning. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and for KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.